Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. Today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios with Josh Havens from The Afters. Check him out at theafters.com. Josh, thanks so much for hanging out today, man.
Thanks for having me on. This will be fun.
All right. Now, you're a Texan now. Is that right?
Well, I was a Texan. Now I'm a Zoni. I live out in the desert in Arizona now.
Oh, you're in the...
But I grew up, spent most of my life in Texas.
Okay, now let me ask you this. As I was reading up, I saw some stuff on the internet that said you were born in Wisconsin.
Born in Wisconsin, yep.
On a
dairy farm.
A dairy farm
called Osseo.
Yep. All right. So I've got that here. So here's what we're gonna do. I got some fun facts about Wisconsin.
Oh, great.
I got some fun facts about Wisconsin, and let's see if you knew these things. Wisconsin is actually the toilet paper capital of the world there in Green Bay. Did you know?
Wait, is this? It sounds like this is a joke to bash the Packers.
No. It does feel that way.
It does.
We're not bashing the Packers. We're not going to bash the Packers.
That's fascinating. Wait, is that for real?
Yeah, Green Bay is the toilet paper capital of the world. So during the pandemic a couple years ago. Yeah, during the pandemic, I bet it was a hopping place.
Yeah.
Wisconsin is where the ice cream sundae was invented.
Is that right?
In a place called Two Rivers. Two Rivers.
I had no idea.
Now, I don't know this next one. I don't even know how they quantify this, and nor do I. Nor am I buying it, but anyway, it's out there, so we'll talk about it. There are more ghosts per square mile in Wisconsin than any other state in the United States.
More what?
More ghosts.
I thought you said ghosts.
When I read it, I thought, who's making this stuff up?
Who's counting these ghosts? Going around tallying ghosts.
Like first capital. Like, what are we doing? What is this guy doing with his life? Like that guy. When I hear stuff like that, I'm like, who just wasted their life doing something?
Counting ghosts in Wisconsin.
Now, the last one, and certainly not least, is the bratwurst capital of the world is in Wisconsin, a little town called Sheboygan. You know who else is from Sheboygan?
Who's from Sheboygan?
Our friend Gus Polinski from Home Alone, remember the Kenosha, Kenosha King?
Yep.
So there's Wisconsin. They brought us some great stuff.
They love their polka up there.
Us some great stuff.
Did you know this too?
Oh, tell me.
So there's more lakes in Wisconsin than there is in Minnesota, even though Minnesota is known as the Lake State. And there's more dairy that's produced in Minnesota than there is in Wisconsin, even though Wisconsin is known as the dairy state.
You guys need to trade.
They need to trade slogans.
Maybe we start like an online campaign.
A petition?
We can do it. We'll see. All right, we'll talk after this. I got heaven on my mind. I got people waiting by. Close my eyes and I can see. Dancing on them golden streets. Got me dreaming of the day. Never leave, we get to stay. Till I see that welcome sign. I ain't even gonna lie.
Ups and downs. grateful that today I am alive, but until the end of time.
We're here with Josh Havens of The Afters. Check him out at theafters.com. Josh, let's go back to the beginning for you a little bit. What got you into music to begin with?
Well, my dad was a musician. He was a pipe organist. He built pipe organs actually in Wisconsin there on a farm. And he was an amazing pianist too. So he would just put me on his lap when I was a little kid, like 3 years old. And he would just start showing me the notes, and I started taking the piano, and so they got me lessons and played classical piano throughout my childhood. And then I heard a Nirvana song when I was about 13, and it was Come As You Are. And that made me want to pick up a guitar and learn right?
Yeah.
And started learning guitar, started, you know, just a high school band, started, you know, rock band, and we literally would just rehearse in the garage. So it was a garage band. Play wherever we could. Then hooked up with who is now my guitar player, Matt Fuquay. We knew each other from school, but we weren't close friends or anything when we were in like middle school, high school. And we started working at the same Starbucks coffee shop together. And so he had a guitar that he would always have along with him, and I had a guitar that I would always have with me, because we started playing guitar for different high school groups and then college groups. And so we would bring him into the store and start goofing off right there in the store when it was slow. And we'd make up songs, and customers would come in, and we'd make up songs about their drink orders.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And people started telling us that we sounded good singing together. And so one thing led to another. We were invited to put together some music for a missions conference that was happening at Dallas Theological Seminary. So we did that. And people wanted to know where they could see us play again, and we'd never really thought about it. So we're like, well, let's start a band. So we started the first iteration of what became The Afters.
Yeah.
And we were first called The Screaming Mimes.
The Screaming Mimes?
Screaming Mimes. Believe it or not, there was a band already called The Screaming Mimes, and we had to change our name. Yeah. Yeah. So then we called ourselves Bliss.
Okay.
And we spelled it B-L-I-S-S-E, thinking that would protect us as a different, like the original medieval spelling. And then when we got signed later, we found out we couldn't use the name Bliss because there was a bunch of people that had used that name. And then, in fact, even a band called Lifehouse, I was talking to Jason Wade, their singer, and they were called Bliss before they became Lifehouse. But they spelled it B-L-Y-S-S, thinking that would protect them. So it's a very similar situation. And then we landed on The Afters, and that's what we've been ever since.
Well, that's a fun fact. This may win somebody $20 at trivia one day on the Lifehouse thing and the Bliss. Now, if you could have knocked me over with a feather when you said there's another screaming mimes out there, though. Who knew? I know.
It's crazy. In Arkansas, of all places. Little Rock, Arkansas.
Well, now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. All right, I got you. Well, let me ask you this for a second. I want to go back to the pipe organs on the dairy farm.
Yeah.
So your dad was a dairy farmer?
He was. So he was a hippie. He was a hippie. So he went to school for music. He got 2 degrees in pipe organ performance and music studies. And then he went to Europe to travel around and visit and play pipe organs and visit his favorite pipe organs and some, you know, that kind of thing. And in Holland, when he was in the Netherlands, he was hanging out with a friend, and there was a mutual friend who introduced him to who's now my mom.
Okay.
And it was like love at first sight. They were immediately in love. She had 2 kids from a previous marriage, but they were inseparable from the first day that they saw that he met my mom. And so within 2 months, she and her kids and their cat were moving to Wisconsin or to the United States. So they got they bought a Volkswagen hippie bus, like one of those campers. I'm telling you, this is total hippie.
I love this.
And they just traveled around the U.S. and then down into Mexico for a year with the kids and the cat. Oh, the cat didn't end up going neurotic. And they said they had the windows down when they were going through Death Valley. And when they were going down the highway, the cat, unfortunately, just had enough and jumped out the window. And that was the last they saw of the cat, unfortunately. Poor cat. Poor monkey.
What a twist. I know. In this story.
A dark twist in this story. But at the end of their journeys, so along the way, they decided to get married. And then they said, well, where should we settle? My dad, he was from Wisconsin. He said, there's a beautiful part of Wisconsin with farms. Why don't we go farm for a little while? My dad knew nothing about farming. Nothing. But they went and they got a farm, and he started milking like 18 cows. And he learned very quickly that they don't like classical music. Cows would milk better listening to country music. He said, as soon as I put on my classical music, they would just freeze up. They wouldn't produce milk. So anyway, that's the farm where I was born. And he also built pipe organ cabinets to help pay the bills while we were there.
I feel like we could go down this road for a while. We're not going to, but there's a lot to this story. This incredible.
It's been a pretty wild life.
That is incredible. I love the one. The fact they brought the cat from Holland. That part alone is wild.
Well, and their faith journey is actually pretty cool, because up until the point that I'm at right now, in their story, they weren't believers. And so after they got married, you know, I was born after that. And when my mom went into labor, a local pastor there in that little town came out to their house because it was a home birth. And he said, I wanted to just pray for you guys. It was a false labor. And so he shared the gospel with my parents. And on that day, my dad gave his life to Jesus. And then 2 weeks later, when I was actually born, he came back to pray for him. And my mom gave her life to Jesus. And that was, after that, they were just on fire for Jesus and got plugged into the church. And that was kind of the start of their faith journey.
Walk quite a few miles with you now, and you've never walked away. Been through a few trials, and somehow I bent but did not break. You never fail me, and you never will. It's true, might sound crazy, but I say it still. I count it all joy.
got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy, can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. We walk with our eyes closed, blindly in blindfolds, and I'm done with those idols and dusty Bibles.
Josh Havens of The Afters here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check them out at theafters.com. Well, switching gears just a little bit here, Josh. Do you remember the first record you bought with your own money?
I do.
What was it?
I do. It was Michael W. Smith, Go West, Young Man.
Oh, the classic.
Yeah.
The classic. So,
and then I bought, and the same day, I bought a For Him CD because I had just been to see them with a friend at a friend's church. Remember the group For Him?
Oh, I remember them well. Yeah.
So, but then I loved Michael W. Smith when I was a kid, and he was like a hero to me growing up because he did write it. He plays piano.
Yep.
Great. And I saw him play live, and I was like, wow, you can do this and have a lot of fun and serve God doing it.
That's right.
Like the coolest thing in the world to see. So that was very inspiring.
Well, with that in mind, you kind of hit that maybe already. Who were some of your other influences musically growing up?
So there was a cassette that I had that I snuck out of my older sister's room. That was Billy Joel, Stormfront. And that's the one that has We Didn't Start the Fire and, you know, some classics.
Yeah.
So a guy who plays piano, loved that. So he was definitely an influence early on. Yeah, Michael W. Smith. And then I would say, as I got older, like Radiohead was a big influence, big time. In fact, that was probably my favorite band from like my late high school into college and stuff. But like Nirvana and some of the, you know, some of the grunge bands of the 90s, that was big influence too. As well as, I mean, in Christian music, I love like the 77s and the Choir. And
yeah.
Those older Christian groups.
Well, I was
in
I
fact,
was kinda,
we're about ahead. To collaborate with the choir, and me and Matt are going to be singing on a new, they're doing a cover of a 77 song.
Yeah. Oh, all the worlds collide.
So it's like my childhood.
That's cool, man.
Full circle.
That's really cool. Like, and I was laughing a minute ago when you were telling me, like, you grew up sitting on your dad's lap. He's playing pipe organs and pianos. And then Nirvana enters the scene. You know, it's like, it's a tale as old as time. It's a tale as old as time.
I grew my hair out real long. I had long blonde hair, you know, and had the, you know, all the grunge clothes and, you know, flannels and ripped up jeans. All that.
Oh, but your parents couldn't say anything because they took a cat all the way through the United States. Across the Atlantic into Mexico, so you had a pretty good card. You had a pretty good card to play along the way. Like, cut your hair. Well, listen, let's talk about.
Hold on a second. No, they were free spirits for sure.
Still got a couple problems, never seem to solve them. I keep thinking I'm letting you down. Still ain't making you proud. Still, why am I trying? Spinning my wheels up 100-mile hill. Sliding back down till I'm stuck here in a standstill. But oh, that's when I remember. He's working on me. Such a long list of all the times you don't win. Trying to get it right, ain't getting it right. Still, always hating how that feels. But let me tell you, every rebel in the church got a story like yours. Till they read about grace in a verse and a couple red words come alive. And you realize he's working on me. When I'm hurting, my God's still working. When I'm reaching, when I'm searching, my God's still working. When I'm broken, hurting, when I'm still searching, my God's still working. When I'm stranded, reaching, I am believing, my God is, He's working on. Your battle, God, so I need you to fight. Cause if I'm gonna live, then there's some things I need to die. My ego, my pride, my grip on my life. Throw it all into the fire and leave no survivors. Survivors. My sympathies till the old-
You told me it's your battleground, so I need you to fight. 'Cause if I'm-